Evening, my people, my people, my people all over the WWW. This is Poetic Time on the show. Guan sat right here every Wednesday, Thursday, 7 to 9. And I'm going to, you know, ask you to give me your love for the next 2 hours while I do my thing and you do your thing by listening with Poetic Time on TRS Radio. Janet on the move, Lumley. Hey, Johnny, how you doing out there? I know you're busy. Always, as usual, busy, busy, busy. But I'm going to do it with some music and some news, like what's going on in and around the place. So we got to make sure we keep everyone informed. There's Reglinton TV. There's Revolution. There's Reset. Oh, there's so much going on. I'm going to fill you in little by little as we go, because there's things that you should know. All right? Just keep your ears right here, because I'll be dropping some music along the way too. Some of it, some unknown artists, some of it, some known artists. But whatever it is, it's interesting. It's always interesting right here on Wagwan, on CRS Radio, with your man, Poetic Sam. Right? Here's David Concher, brother who's been, I've seen him all over the place, dropping this one called Hypocrite.
Almighty Jah Rastafari, the everlasting and feeble, omnipotent supreme being. Thy self-existence one, protect the great divine human faith through divine majesty. Emperor is the last CI, Jah Rastafari. My people, behold what's going on in creation, you know. Be a conspiracy, you know, hypocrisy from Mr. Babylon, you know.
They're conscious on that one. Very conscious, conscious thingy. With some conscious vibe, with some conscious lyrics all the time. Here comes my favorite man of the hour, the day. I got to look for him because I know he's got a lot to say. Man Rod Pinner, right here on TRS Radio. Show Wild One. Beacon Connect. I'm going to give you all the details in a little bit, but I don't want to give you too much and give you the wrong thing, because Sister Janet Lumley is not here right now to fill you in as much as I can, so I will do the best that I can. Okay, so it's our own centralized digital and global African currency. We can use it to trade, we can use it to buy, we can use it to travel, we can use it to do anything. Anything that is out there, we have to start building back our own. We've got to understand that our own is the best. I don't know why we got away from that, but we need to get back to the basics. Back to the basics, my people. So that is what's going on. Our own African Lumi. Need more information? Get on my page, Poetic Sam, or LaSalle James on Facebook. You'll find me. All right? Or any one of these links you see me put up, you can put a question or put your info in there or contact me through that process right here on CRS Radio. All right? That's the Lumi. The Lumi. All right, L-U-M-I. You can sign up on October the 3rd, okay? I'm going to give you some more details as the night goes along, all right? Going to drop you some holdies, but goodies from a man. You are a small eye. We smile, but they can't chop us down, all right?
We can sound and tell the people all the physical news coming your way.
Come on over.
Before one
never come near ya. You back off with your kids and skizzes.
Teach one. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it, people. Let's get away from all that pretty look thing. All right, I done called the names for the October 3rd, 2021, time 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. here in 6 p.m. Jamaica time, I guess 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, Karen McLeod, Marketing and Public Relations Manager, Jamaica Lumineer Secretariat. You need to come and hear what that's all about. I'm telling you, the Lumi, we got to get with it. You got to sign up for it. You got to be ready for it. Huh. Our own digital currency. It's no joke, people. It's serious business. Johnny Cox, VP Sales and Marketing, Liquid Green Product. Oh, they got an amazing product there. You need to come and check it out. You need to go and tell your friend, your family, everybody on October the 3rd. Okay, you need to come in on this Zoom, all right? And then we also have David Smith, High Chief of the North Atlantic Maroon Tribal Nation. Yes, people, the Maroon Tribal Nation is going to be on here on October the 3rd, all right? Then there's Jenny Beckford, founder and director of Greater Elevation. She's going to be there. And we also have Dr. Aubrey Oliver, functional medicine doctor. He's going to be there to give you all kind of health tidbits, what you can do and what you shouldn't do and how you should do your body, your most important element in your survival right now, your body. He will tell you, he will give you hints, bits, and pieces. Last but not least, Simba Hanley, co-founder of the One Love Foundation and Global African Community. See, we got to get back to our African roots, our roots, because if you kill the root, the tree is going to die, and we don't want this tree to die. Nah, not this melanin tree. Hey, my name is Poetic Sam, and the show is Wagwan. I'm giving you bits and pieces today, right now, till 9 o'clock. I'm dropping you some oldies but goodies. Barry Salmon in this one, Sweet Lie.
Jack is a mechanic, comes around every Monday, on Tuesday and Wednesday, every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you had no place for me. So vanity, you fell for one of them sweet lies, the kind you doubt say you wanna believe. When the heart well, the brain is saying, and you're weak in me. Another sweet lie, the kind you doubt that you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stopped running around some time ago, but you won't admit that so. You pretend. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of it. Now the wine and the roses start.
I'm inviting you over to the refocusing room. Those that want to enjoy a different kind of life and have their business go global by just being here with us on the refocusing room. On the 3rd of October, we have some very talented guests presented to you by On The Move. Check it out. The Lumi is going to be there. Health stuff is going to be there. Or oneness of how we create unity is going to be there to, you know, talk about. We have so many. We have a sister and her husband who has a company with the green. They're talking about green. We got the green. We got the my tongue is tied up. Because I can't even explain to you how good it is. You can use it to clean anything you have, and you could turn around and drink it because of what they made it from. They made it from natural food, natural. You don't put it in your cupboard or use it there, and you smell the smell from the product is messing you up, and later on you hear that you got this and got that and got that, because everything we use nowadays, everything that is given to us nowadays, is causing problems in our body. We got to get away from these things. So you need to come on the move right here on in the reset room, presented to you by On The Move. Yes, I'm getting all mixed up. Sorry about that, folks. And listen to what is out there for us to refocus ourselves on instead of some of the things that's going on in around our community, trying to just derail us from who we are. Because they know that some of us are so, we're afraid, and the least little thing that happens, now we don't have no spine. You know, before we used to stand up and, you know, do our own. So we got to get back to that. Get this fear mentality out of our head. There's too much fear going on. Too much. When I come back, I'm going to drop you another music. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to let Marcus do some speaking. But I'm going to talk about these British people and the Benin bronzes that they stole from Nigeria. And they have the audacity. Oh, let me go. Let Brother Marcus say something. Say something, brother.
To turn over a new leaf, rejecting the ignorance, the foolishness, the childishness that has been your part for these many years. We have looked into your faces, you growing manhood, the rising generation, and no serious thought can we see registered on your countenance but the thought of vulgarity. I've been in your presence and my heart bleeds for you, the conduct you reflect. I've listened to your dirty language used to express yourselves when you could have expressed yourselves in good form. Can I appeal to the black manhood to turn over a new leaf? I'm ashamed of my black manhood. And what I've said to the black man, I also said to the black women. Your conduct is disgraceful. Young women whose personality spells respectability, at the least provocation, the filthy words they utter would almost make you turn and run away from them. A race that cannot conduct itself any better than that is bound to go down in defeat, is bound to go down in death, in hell, and in degradation. Your conduct is going to destroy you. You're driving your best friends away from you. Men will not respect you because you do not respect yourself. As I come in contact with my race from both a financial and social point of view, I realize how weak we are in the essentials that make for success. You are your worst enemy. The black man goes into business and tries to do the right thing. But what do we find? He gets no support from his fellow man. They lie on him. They rob him. And the next thing you hear, he's out of business, pulled down by you, his brothers. Have no faith and are dishonest to each other. There is no love for the man in black. See how we are struggling as strangers in a foreign clime, struggling in America, in Europe, in Asia, and in Africa, where men look upon us, not with love.
The government of the United States, along with the Federal Bureau of Investigations Director J. Edgar Hoover, accused Marcus Garvey of using the U.S. mail
put on trial.
After 11 hours of deliberation, the jury was called in by the eminent Jewish jurist Judge Mack and given a second set of instructions without their request. The gist of it was that if they had come back with a not guilty or hung jury, to remember the expense in which the government would be put, the public would have lost time, the court, the jury, and the witnesses would have to go through the entire exercise again. They went back into the jury room and 30 minutes later came back with a verdict. Justice is greater than the law. If justice was not included in the law, then the law would be of no use to us as human beings. What I was concerned with was the truth. I asked no mercy. I asked no sympathy. I asked for justice based on the evidence given in the courtroom. I later found out that the judge wanted to speed things up because he had an appointment with the International Zionist Convention in Chicago. It was also due to the fact that I had acquired my first set of papers for naturalization. In my closing statement, I told those 12 men that they were to judge a man by the testimony, by what had been brought into the case, by their judgment of what is wrong and what is right. You may condemn the body, but not the soul. It was not in their power to condemn the body. God condemns the soul. Judge me, and God will judge you for judging Marcus Garvey. The trial took 5.5 weeks, and every day I had a fight with the district attorney. As we went along, I realized it was impossible for me to escape the traps that were being laid out by the press, rival organizations, personal enemies, foreign governments who were interested in me being convicted. No one, not even the absent attorney, could have fought for me as I fought for myself, because he would have been risking the friendship and goodwill of the powerful influences that were aligned against me. There were several witnesses brought in by the government who probably because of a bribe would say anything the prosecutors told them to. For instance, Edgar Gray, a man with a superabundance of intelligence, could not say where he was really from. He claimed he was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa. That man was a coconut born in Antigua. Superabundance of intelligence, could not say where he was really from. He claimed he was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa. That man was a coconut born in Antigua. Gray disappeared from the UNIA with funds of the organization, which he handled in my absence and for whom a warrant was out for his arrest. There was also Leo Healy. I regarded him as a friend. The very morning when he came in to testify, I met him outside, shook his hand, not knowing that he was there to testify against me. And he said I was a good man, then I was bad because I did not pay him the bills of the Black Star Line. Garvey was not the Black Star Line. We were not asking his opinion of the Star Line. We were asking his opinion of Marcus Garvey. He said, understand that he believed that I was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Now he knows there ain't no black man a member of the KKK. Well, when we placed Mrs. Lawson on the witness stand, well, she wore dark glasses, obviously, to obscure the movements of her eyes and her line of stare as she tried to communicate with the prosecutor. During cross-examination, we asked her to show her subpoena. And she fumbled around and looked at the district attorney, lowering her head, waiting for his approval. She said she bought stock in 1917, even though the Black Star Line never sold stock in 1917. It was not in existence then. She claimed to be sick, as were two other witnesses who were able to make a quick $30 in the 5 minutes they spent on the stand. Prosecutor wanted to appeal to the sympathy of that jury. A young man named Cargill, admitted and stand to the dismay and disgust of the prosecutor that he was told what to say concerning the circulars and letters supposedly brought in as evidence in the case. Folks try to misrepresent me and say that I do not like white people. Some of my best friends are white. The bishop, who was my friend since my youthful days, testified. When I asked him of his opinion of Marcus Garvey, he said, doubtful. They didn't understand what he meant. I was a public man. Opinions differ. Surely some men are doubtful of me and some are not. He didn't say that Garvey was doubtful. When I asked him for his personal opinion, the question was objected to and sustained by the judge, claiming that it was an improper question. There were some white-controlled newspapers who felt that I was railroaded. I remember one of them stated that my troubles began when I stepped on the toes of France and Great Britain, and that it was a very grave question whether justice had been in my case. After I was found guilty, they released me on $25,000 bail pending the hearing of the appeal. While waiting, I formed the Black Cross Navigation and Trading Company, Business Enterprises, which comprised the Negro Factories Corporation, the Black Eagles Flying Corps, Dress and Millinery Shops, a publishing company and printing plant, a phonograph company, a restaurant, laundries, a black doll factory, a hotel, a chain of grocery stores, and the Royal African Motor Corps, a fleet of moving vans. I was in Detroit when the mandate was handed down. Having received a telegram to return immediately, I got on the first train leaving for New York. When I arrived, I was brutally seized by heavily armed men and pulled from a Pullman car at the 125th Street station and taken to the Tombs prison. But there are certain people who do not like me because I am black. They do not like me because I was not born in the United States. Some Irish slave master gave my great-great-grandfather's name. Garvey is not an African name. It's Irish. Garcia is not African, nor is Thompson or Johnston. They were inherited from our slave masters, English, French, Irish, or Scotch. If I was born in Jamaica, it was no fault of mine. It was because the slave ship which took me to Jamaica did not go to American ports, and that is how some Negroes in America were not born in the West Indies.
Mr. Garvey, why would you want to stand up to a great republic like America?
We're not fighting America. We're not fighting this great government.
Then what are you doing?
We're fighting hypocrisy and lies. And this we're going to fight until the bitter end.
Are you fearful of being deported?
There's no federal law whereby I could be processed against on the grounds of being an undesirable from the point of view of deportation.
Yes, there is. Under Section 19 of the Act to Regulate the Immigration of Aliens to and Their Residents in the U.S.
I arrived in this country on March 23rd, 1916. Today is June 18th, 1923. That law still has not been enacted.
From the NAACP says, and I quote, Garvey must go.
Which is why J. Edgar Hoover has trumped up these charges against me.
Do you think it was a good idea to fire your attorney?
Yes.
Do you think that representing yourself could backfire on you?
No, I do not.
Why not?
The Constitution allows every man the privilege to defend themselves, to prove his innocence before an American court of justice, and so I decided to do so irrespective of being a lawyer.
District Attorney Mattock asked the jury, quote, gentlemen, will you let the tiger loose? What's your reaction?
Guilty men are afraid of jail. I'm as much at home in jail for the cause of human rights as I am in my drawing room.
Well, what did you think of Mr. Dancy's testimony?
Mr. Dancy was used by this government to testify against me. You heard him when the prosecutor asked him whether any of the letters were from the Black Star Line.
He couldn't remember.
He couldn't remember. Mr. Dancy can't read. My life is at stake and he couldn't remember. What happened in that courtroom was a charade. You all know he was just lying through his teeth.
You're a foreigner. Why are you making all these waves? Even George Harris, editor of the New York News, a colored newspaper published in Harlem, referred to you as an alien.
An alien is one who enters a country on his own account without any invitation and who domiciles himself in that portion of the country because of his own desire.
Isn't that exactly what you did?
Brother Marcus, talking the truth, filling them with knowledge. We need to get back into ourselves, people. A lot of us are outside and besides ourselves. We need that, including myself. So sometimes I have to listen back to Garvey to remind myself that, you know, stand your square, stand your square. And the great thing about all of this is that SWAD is here. It's a university from Africa, made up free for everyone in the diaspora. And they're going to have a curriculum made up from Garvey teaching. Yes, my people, Garvey teaching. This is Poetic Sam, and I'm right here on Wagwan, trying to get some good things to you over and over again, so that we'll learn and we'll do things. You understand? And we'll get to that dream. Just like Master Griffith says, the sound of what we have. Saturdays I'm over from 12 till 2. You can catch me. Come sit with me and you and some of these artists, the unsigned artists, doing their thing. Check this one out. Cottage in the Grill. I wanted some music. I'm trying to give you some sweet music to relax your ears. And if you want to cuddle up, or if you want to think about it, or if you just want to listen, sit back and listen wherever you are. So go out there, tell a friend, bring a friend, and everyone stay till the end. But we don't want no murder around here with us. Dude, get rid of them.
I see them lying there, wait. Standing on the game. But yeah, I want my hand and I sing. You sing, no. Is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're in time of the allow. Oh, does it feel to take the life of another? Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill me today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're in time of the allow. Oh, does it feel to take a life? Love. You can hide from one, but not your conscience. Who knows? The wine of violence, allow yourself to be conquered by the serpent. Why you need so many first commandments? Walk through the valley, I fear no pestilence. That is my weakness, and him are my evidence. Lift up my knife from whence cometh. Then could I never escape this your judgment. Murderer, blood, blood upon your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Tell you no, all man are created equal. But behind the trigger, it's a different sequel. Come and murder people, just it and let me dance. Stop coming dirty act. Be the eye official, you could have washed your head. Till you can't wash no more. It is like an epidemic and you can't find a cure. Upper class, you could have rich. Middle class, whether you're poor. Only the righteous won't feel insecure. You ever think about your soul getting bored. Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murderer, your inside must be hollow. Oh, does it feel to take a life? Stop talking soul for bitter. No bitter like your end. Only God can help you. No family, no friend. No let the curse be upon your children. Children, bend the ghost and grab me. Tanya in the den. Never condemn, so we deliver the but still reach heaven. Here is two for you, and I will see you down for them. Murderer, blood upon your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murderer, you're inside, not the allow. How does it feel to take a life? What more? You hide from man, but not your content. Oh no, no, the red that are rushing the wine of violence. Allow yourself to be conquered by the serpent. What make you disobey the first commandment? Walk through the valley, I fear no pestilence. God don't feel me weakness, and the wonder evidence. Lift up my knife from whence cometh. Then could I never escape this your judgment? By your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murder, you're inside, but the allow. How does it feel to take a life? I tell you, all man are created equal. But behind the trigger, it's a different sequel. Some are murder people, just sit and let me dance. Stop coming dirty up. For the eye official, you could have washed your head.
Watch over me, watch over me, watch over me. Them say them are my friend, say them are my family. God, you are my guide and shield from this battlefield. Me know say the struggle is on, me can't feel it, the pain is real. Watch over me,
watch over me,
watch over me,
watch over me.
True success I come my way, them want to see me straight. Watch over me,
watch over me,
watch over me, yeah. Cause me no know what me do to them. Why them want on me in a different? I go But I what I really grudge me for? I know liquor. Me no drink, me no smoke. And you can't catch me with no coke. No. That's why me stay by myself. Me no depend for no man. I got alone, me depend for. So me you can't program. Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
True success I come my way. Them want to see me straight. Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me. Yeah. Cause me no know what me do to them. Why them want on me in a dopey friend?
Them say me the last man fi go through, but I know nothing ever to me give thanks to me go through. I laugh while them a score. Cause none of them can do what me a do. No, none of them can do what me a do. Oh, me mother say me fi stay focused. Jeff say me fi stay focused. Troops is no locals. No, my heart fi get it when me make it. Me family heart fi get it when me make it. Yeah,
watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
True success I come my way. Them want to see me straight. Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me. Yeah. Come in and know what me do to them. Why them want on me in a dopey friend? And the most I may put my trust in her. I know man. So who's them not gonna make it? Laugh off of them. Cause no for them no real them a pretend. No for them no real them a pretend. Said that them a help and them no real them a pretend.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
True success I come my way.
Them want to see me straight.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me. Yeah.
Come in and know what me do to them. Why them want on me, not no be friend.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
True success I come my way.
Them want to see me straight.
Watch over me.
Watch over me.
Watch over me. Yeah.
Come in and know what me do to them. Why them want on me, not no be friend.
Watch over, watch over. You gotta pray. You gotta keep a silence to get the Creator to watch over you with all these things going on these days. This is Poetic Sam on the show, Wagwan. I'm here, and I'm not going nowhere until 9, which is all little less than an hour's time. Chill out, Batman. Better days.
Me sing this song
to
every get to you all over the world. Me come from life no easy. Me come from life too easy. The way Jah took me from. Hear me now. The way Jah took you from. Jah took me from the ghetto. Hold me in a Toronto. From my struggles, pull me in a much real. So me say, see where Jah took me from. Hear me now. See where Jah took you from. Yeah, yeah. Jah took you from the ghetto. Put you in a Toronto. Save you from your struggles. So me say, every day me see me give Jah thanks and praise. No matter what I got, one day we are gonna make it. Bad man, me not go never fake it. That's why me give Jah all the thanks and praise. Where me come from? No fool, no good school, no good education. So corruption. But Jah saved me, he gave me inspiration. No matter what I got, make we stop at the ranks. And do right, me no judge will come and do the right. No justice, no peace,
no peace.
Feed the ghetto you. Why in our streets? When I see no truth, so thief in our system. Little children die from this system.
See where Jah took me from.
Hear me now.
See where Jah took you from.
Jah took me from the ghetto.
struggles. Hold me in, I'm a tree. Also, me say, see where Jah took me from. Get me now. See where Jah took you from. Yeah, yeah. Jah Jah took you from the ghetto. Hold you in a Toronto. Save you from your struggle. Take you in a Montreal. So me say, only Jah knows your problems.
Jah,
only Jah knows your frustrations.
Only
Jah knows your temptations. Get to you, never give it up. Better days ahead, better days ahead. Jah gon' be there. We not going nowhere. We not go follow Babylon system. Keep the faith, we gon' beat them system. Them Babylon system.
No matter what go on, bread, you don't follow the system. I just want you keep the faith, keep your patient. One day Jah Jah go and save you and your children. Tell if I see what, we never go follow them. As Jah we are free, that's why we keep his strength. Cruise wrecker make a bad man pull up in a Benz. Tell it all of them, we not follow them. We understand the trend, that's why we keep his strength.
Still a bad man, champion. Me flow pattern international. No man can
see
stop me.
Where Jah took me from.
Yeah, me now.
See where Jah took you from. Jah Jah took me from the ghetto. Put me in a Toronto. Save me from my struggles. Hold me in a Montreal. So me say, see where Jah took me from.
Yeah, me now.
See where Jah took you from.
Yeah, yeah.
Jah Jah took you from the ghetto. Put you in a Toronto. Save you from your struggles. Take you in a Montreal. So me say,
Jah Rastafari. Listen for life.
That's what Jah got to do. Got to take you out of those situations while we get into some rock for it. Check it out. Check it out. Poetic time on the Wagwan Show.
Rockfort, where I was born, wasn't a bed of roses, but neither was it always a bed of thorns. There was ebb and there was flow, yet what I remember most was the love that was shared within I and I family. It was the kind of love that made you want to rise and shine and smile with the sunlight. Without much, we were wealthy. All of we lived in one room like sardine in a tin, yet we would have so much fun, if not without, certainly within. It was a real joy to live amongst I and I bloodline. It was love that kept us from stifling through the roughest and toughest of times. Dirt floor, kitchen outside under the apple tree, golden fishes in the pond, walk out milk. Rockfort, the place I was given birth to. They said those were the days, especially watching Countess in the mystic revelation of Rastafari. It was a real mystic high. To hear the drumming, watching them blaze in the chalice, humming, singing, edifying, chanting, healing. No night in Zion, there is no night there. Hallelujah, there is no night there. Rastafari's I and I light, we no need no candlelight. Hallelujah, there is no night there. That was one of my favorites. Adastra Road, Ranaclad, Shantytown, Marika Hill, Bakawal, still a bath in the spiritual road. Original truths of Rasta music. From then till now, and after so much years, I can safely say some of the fondest memories I have was there, and the sweetest food I've ever had was from there. Mama baking was the best, and my sister cooking too. Everybody did love Count and respect Count Azzy. There was no secret in our Rockfort. We all knew he was weak for the woman then. It caused my mother no heartbreak. She had 10 of us, 8 for Count. Mama loved him too much for ever left him. Even after Count transition, Mama joined him 2 years later. My life changed after that. My heaven turned into hell. Rockfort, ah, oh, what a life. At death, I experienced my first heartbreak. After my father made his transition, a head-on collision stopped his ignition on Heroes Day 1976. Rockford surely became a dark. So much that I wondered if breathing was a thing. Eyes lost their spark, faces lost their glow, mouths no longer smiled. The humanitarian was gone, peace and love was killed. A true Rasta man was gone in a blink. In a wink, Rockford life became thin. Yes, the blessing was gone for Ifa. We used to face the problems and Cupid and Saman both would come round just to listen to the calls. Oh, what a joy to witness love and music as one. Glad we can now say Rockford was more sweet than Midtown. Rasta love is for Ifa. A Rockford inspired this year one year. Foundation, foundation, mystic revelation, peace and love, wicked Babylon, oh Carolina, so long, so long, so long, Rastafari call you.
So I sing, world of reggae music on. evening, respectfully. Children playing on the corner, not carefully. I would like to see, I would like to see. Let's one shot a barking at the whole country. When I dead like dog, please listen to me. Life is so precious, pure as can be, free as can be. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today. Wait till it up you while your make start haunt you. Wait till you can't sleep at night but you want to. Wait till the man that way you make a moan curse you. Wait till the church go pon them knees for you. Wait till them call down judgment by you. Your belly you go burn when your sin start to bite you. Carefully. I would like to see, I would like to see. Let's go and shut up out in the whole country. When I dead like dog, please listen to me. Life is so precious, pure as can be, free as can be. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, be like it is today. One day, all our troubles shall fade away. One day, things will not be like it is today.
That's Empress Anna. One day, loving the little vibe, real meditative vibe. And I'm keeping you like that until we get out of here because we don't have the whole evening, but we had 2 hours to share. Right now, come sit back and listen to how Babylon System. This is Prince Evra. Check them out.
Yes. Rastafari. Rastafari. Empress Lassia is majesty.
Let me turn down the Babylon system in this time.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the Babylon system did. We have this stolen bronzes out of Nigeria way back in time, maybe over 100 years ago. And we're trying to reclaim all these things, and the brother went to the UK where they have it in a museum, okay? And we're trying to get it back. And you go look it up, British, the Benin bronzes. It's really coming up a lot. Benin bronzes, B-E-N-I-N. And I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbit before we go. And that some more. I wish I could play the piece so you could hear what the cultural minister in the UK said. But Mr. Babylon System, that's a good one.
Yes, Rastafari, Rastafari, Empress.
over the moon and a dish. Run away with a spoon. Got to put an end to this teaching. And we can do it very soon if we burn down the Babylon system in this time. Yeah, wipe out imperialism from our minds. Oh, yeah, the Lord, if we start down the Babylon system in this time.
Trying to get them back to the place where they belong. Well, you know what? When these people steal something, they don't say, oh, if you ask them if they stole it, they're saying, oh, well, it's history and it's something to share and they like to share it. I mean, I wish, you know, I'm not at in the proper setup to hear this, but I know I'm going to play it for you at some time. Remember on October the 3rd, On the Move presents a reset. We're going to reset. You know, come connect up with us. I hope you're not confused by what I'm saying, but get on Facebook and on Zoom. We're going to have it on Zoom, but you can come right here, Poetic Sam, and I can give you more information. I can give you the link. We can also get on my, you can also get on my page, not me, you can also get on my page, or you can get on the page of the Refocusing Room, better still, the Refocusing Room on Facebook, and you'll see the October the 3rd show with 6 amazing guests that's going to be there. Dr. Aubrey, you know, is going to be there telling you about wellness. Janet Beckford, she's going to be telling you about using proper things in your home so that you don't catch cancer. And all these funny things that's been giving us cancer. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, I'm from Jamaica. I don't remember when people used to have cancer like that in Jamaica, but everybody's dying of cancer down there. There's always something cancerous going on. Why? When you have all those natural things, you know, Zimba, talking about all our oneness, unity, and, oh, I heard the brother express himself in terms of what us not doing other people and how the Chinese people, you know, view their benevolent society to kind of capture us and copy from what we have, which everybody does. They copy what we have and they make it so perfect like it looks like theirs. It's the same thing I'm talking about with these men in bronzes. They act like all these years they've been acting like it's theirs. But because there's no fight, there's no nothing, there's everything is set up, and they set up everything actually to make sure that they look good. And it really, it's bothersome to know that our people are afraid when we talk because we're not talking like our oppressors are talking or agreeing with what our oppressors agree with. Some of us are scared when we hear things that's not supposed to be, but we're still scared even though we know that it's not right. We have to just, we just kind of like allow our mind to be brainwashed in that, yeah, your mind is where your brain is, so that's some real brainwashing right there. And then we have to try to get you back out of it. Trust me, it's not anything sweet or tasty or anything to do with flavor. It's not a good flavor to be happening with our community. So I'm jumping back to the music because, getting to that time when it's, hey, you got to get up for work in the morning, or there's some people who's already up depending on what part of the world you're in. You're listening to Poetic Sam Wagwan Show, and this is the TRS Radio. Slice of the kid.
Well, I thought DC had touched down for the scene, So all entertain and watch out for the one, Me say them better know. Them better know. Me say them better know. For real, man, we are trying to make them know. A DC again, man. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A DC tell me come with set things straight. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Beanie man Bounty Mojo. A dem lock the place, keep return Sizzler Ellie. Me know who no great Praga Benz assassin. They in a the place, monster shop, drop a sleep on my car, tell wake baby. Shan get a story, I show the world same great. Shan Paul and Shaggy, don't go through the gate. Egyptian and Kyo, I show them face ninja. Touch what the scene just like a earthquake. Buck up in a GT, give me your handshake. Say go on it for you. A long time you await. I feel your time now feel come lock down the place. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Chuck Fender and Richie Spice. Say them a go a nice. Mr. Cruise and Cody girls like hear your voice. Vice feel touch down and dance all get nice. Josie Whale and Chaplin bring back the dance all vibes. And General T's with the golden vice. Now let's bring it here. Who dey on the ice? Shabba ranks both your fear. And catch you next flight. Now let's Mr. Cat. We want him on the mic. And find Johnny B and take him off of the bike. Professor not come back. You are the people's choice. We want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Say Mr. Amman Coco T. Who know a elder Frankie Paul Sugar Miner and Winchester Admiral VLE. The Anshaka G. Johnny S. Bernard Campbell and Mr. Levy. The Sanchez T. Singing melody. Now let's chill a yo. And look it. What to come on and Captain Barkley, Lady Samaka Diamond and Ruffian. Cecilia Art tell me that she flex like a man. Raymond Francis, no worry, you a real veteran. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT tell me come fi set things straight. Me want a slice of the cake. We Bob Marley bake. A GT tell me come fi set things straight. Beanie man Bounty Mojo. A dem lock the place, keep return Sizzler Ellie. Me know who no great Praga Benz assassin. The in a the place, monster shot, drop a sleep on my cartel. Wake baby. Jam get a story, I show the world same great. Jean Paul and Shaggy, don't go through the gate. Egyptian and Kyo, I show them face ninja. Touch what the scene, just like a earthquake. Buck up in a GT, give me your handshake. Say go on, look for you, a long time you await. I your time now fi come lock down the place. Me want a slice of the cake, we Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Me want a slice of the cake, we Bob Marley bake. A GT time me come fi set things straight. Chuck Fender and Richie Spice, let them a go a night. Mr. Cruzan and Cody girls like hear your voice. Vice me a touchdown and dance all get nice. Josie Whale and Chaplin bring back the dance all vibe. And General G's with the golden vice. Now let's bring it here, who def on the ice. Shabba ranks book your fear, I'm getting excited. Now let's miss a cat, me want him on the mic. And find Johnny B and take him on for the bike. Professor not come back, you are the people's choice. Me want a slice of the cake, we Bob Marley bake. A GT time it.
Now, them want them rebel music now. Give them some rebel music now. Well, it's a rebel music, don't you confuse it with that crap that the bugger of them producing. It's a rebel music, don't you confuse it. Me at the baddest lyricist, so watch me prove it, yo. Me used to run the weed a lot, now me start to read a lot. Out loud about sound, the system want to keep us locked up in the prison, mentally them want to defeat us. In the streets when my feet touch, cause the school them never teach us nothing but we African beaters. Now them office on we in a clafis and divans. Officers, preachers, doctors and lawyers and liars. The royal alliance I keep us. From I was a beaters, from Jesus to Nathan. Used to rock a reaper, now my locks are creep up. Babylon my bust up all your knee cup. I grab the microphone and tell the pretty black woman them not for bleach up. Enough use my teeth out, the knowledge when my read out. Enough of them be vexed at the college when my leave out. My bond the freak out, I can make the use of seek out. I have a dream and it's not bound to be chose. Kabaka pyramid, this is my name. The game it will never be the same. Rebel music I bring the change. So free to get the news from the change. Kabaka pyramid, this is my name. The game it will never be the same. Rebel music I bring the change. So free to get the news from the change. The youth them not got no way out. So we have to plot the layout. Got a lot to stay out. And no nothing for you but some shot and rail out. Babylon me want to chop your brains out. But me rather teach the people if each one side said equal rights. We take it to what equal eyes. Whether you're Hebrew, Israelite, a Rastafarian, where heights of the king, we take a seat of pine. Just listen the lyrics them where we provide. Take a seat, meditate, make sure you're breathing right. If life is a book, this are you reading life. 360 degrees in night. And me tell them come on, copy Rami, this is my name. The game is...
I interrupt this music to welcome somebody who is on the move and move on over to this show. Hello.
Big up,
are you
big
hearing
up, big up, big up. Yeah, Wagwan, Wagwan.
Well, for things are going on, I mean, I'm really, you know, pushing the JDD October the 3rd show. You know, I made sure to tell everybody what's going on there. Wagwan, right? So, all night. I've been doing it all night. So, that's Wagwan.
Yes.
And some good music and everything in between. That's Wagwan.
Yeah, yeah, you know, give thanks. Well, nothing's going on at this side, you know. First of all, I must give thanks, you know. The weather here is changes. It's a little bit on the cool side right now in Toronto. You have to be wearing a jacket now. You know, it's jacket time. Some nights are colder than some. But, yeah, Revolution Talk Show is on the move. Interviewing someone tomorrow, then Saturday's new, obviously, bringing you in studio. We'll be going Facebook Live with that, so hopefully your fans can join in on Saturday, you know, just to sit down and have a little lining, you know, to talk about collaboration and, you know, where we're heading. Then on Sunday, we're having the BNO, the Business Networking Opportunities event. That one is bringing people from around the globe where they'll come in. You know, we'll have guest speakers. We'll be talking about wealth and health and healing and everything on the platform. You know, it's an Afrocentric kind of platform. for business,
right.
Individual, all that wonderful stuff. So people, you know, can join in. The link there for Zoom is 509-506-9073. That's the ID to log in. And the passcode for that is network, all capital letters. Then, exciting news as it relates to the Lumi. So, the trip is now on its way officially. We'll be leaving Jamaica on the 22nd of October. Trip from Jamaica straight to Ghana, right?
That straight to Ghana from Jamaica.
Yes, 4,300 and something for that trip. However, if you have your Lumi wallet, you're going
to
pay
50%. That's why I'm telling
them to get the Lumi. Yeah, 50% Lumi. Imagine you're paying a plane fare with that digital currency. Wow. So 50% Lumi, 50%.
Yeah.
So instead of paying 4,000 and something, if you're a Lumi member, you're now paying half of the, you'll be paying only half of the fiat currency to go to on this trip to Ghana. It's amazing. And if anyone here is from Ghana, it will be exciting to maybe meet up at the airport and on that day to meet the Jamaicans or the Caribbean, people from the Caribbean who will be on that trip. You know, I understand they will be greeted at the airport by some kings and official greetings and stuff like that. It's going to be one amazing trip, right? So we're on that journey.
I can just imagine.
Yes. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be going, but we're open to stream it from this side. So at least persons will have the opportunity to get a little taste, because that's the first trip out of the state of African diaspora as it relates to African diaspora. So that's the first trip, and there will be other ones forthcoming. Right. So,
but isn't this a historic thing? Because there's never been
a moment.
Trip from
Jamaica
to Ghana before.
That has never happened before. It's normally your eyes have to come to North America, South America, or to Europe. This time, the trip won't be going to any of these regions. This is, once it lifts up, and I think from what I understand, it's about 5 hours.
It's going to take 5 hours
from Jamaica to Ghana.
Wow.
And that's like,
real historical trip.
I hope
that would be. So that's the only trip they're going to have that date? That's the only date?
Yes. And then there will be other trips, because next year they're going to have a coronation. I don't remember where that will be, but three persons will be crowned. Next year they're going to be celebrating Marcus Garvey Day's birthday, and they will be putting up a bust, like a monument of him, in one of those African countries. So there's some exciting news through the space of African diaspora, which people need to get on board to sign up for the Lumi. If you want to sign, and this is all done through becoming a part of the Lumi. And I always say that it's not necessarily mean that we should think of the currency. We should also think of the other resources like agriculture, housing, AI.
Education.
Exactly. They just launched their first university. By the way, if anyone is interested, so tomorrow they're going to have a conference or a summit as it relates to the restitution. So what's going on? During slavery and before, a lot of African artifacts were stolen from Africa. And
I was talking about that tonight, the Benin bronze from Nigeria.
Exactly. All that's part of this mission. So all this will be a topic of tomorrow. So tomorrow is the restitution day on SOAD, where it starts at 8 o'clock Jamaican time, 9 o'clock Toronto, and I guess Florida time. And I'm not sure where in the world you are right now, but wherever you are, you can maybe figure out the time zone where you are and try to join on that.
I am in Florida.
Right.
We'd love to be
so,
in Africa. We'd love to look towards Africa, but I'm in Florida right now.
Yeah, so it's a restitution day tomorrow, and there's a lot of things on the agenda that they will be talking about. It's good to come on board just to experience the, what the state of African diaspora, which you are in, just to see what, and this is all related back to the Lumi. So once you sign up with the Swiffen platform, which is where you sign up and register to be a part of the Lumi, the Lumi is distributed on the 28th of every month. Once you sign up, it's distributed and it's deposited into a Swiffen account. I would encourage persons when they sign up to please document your Swiffen number as well as your user ID and your password, because that's what you're going to need to log into your account. And once you get on the Swiffen platform, then you have all the access to all the resources on the state of the African diaspora platform, which is www.thestateofafrican.diaspora, the state of African diaspora.com. If you cannot remember that because it's too long, you can also log into www.eco6.com. And a wealth of information will be given to you as well, and you'll be able to sign up on that platform where you'll get your stimulus. And that stimulus, you're getting it until 2023, October. You're going to be getting 6.26 Lumi, or equivalent to 100 U.S. in your account every month. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. So I'm going to encourage persons to please start signing up for your Lumi wallet, because there's a lot of resources, a lot of access that you'll have that you can trade on this platform. All right, so I just thought I'd share that. My name again is Jeanette Lumley. My platform is on the move. I'm collaborating with Poetics on here and his platform on the Wagwan show that comes on every Thursday. And again, as I said, he will be on my show this coming Saturday, you know, just dialoguing and stuff like that. So I hope you could join us. It will be streaming on live on Facebook. So I'm hoping that you can join us in that collaboration.
Yes, my...
Over to you, Sam.
Yep, you can join me on her show. It's a major plus. Just see the one of the things that we're doing. This is only just one. That one, the Lumi is the next one. Sword is another one. Yeah. Revolution TV is another. We got a host of stuff ready for everyone who is interested to change the whole trajectory of how we maneuver, because other things around us are changing, so we have to change. We have to. We must. And we need to get back. A united
reset.
Front. Yeah. Total reset. Total reset. So we need a united front to face this reset. So let's do this. Let's do this. So I'm like 10 minutes away from my the end of the show, and I'm so happy Janet on the move Lumley could come in. But guess what? I'm going to play a tune before she goes, and you know, with us flying in October, which is next month, from the 26th, was it the 22nd next month till the 5th of November, all this is going
to
be going down.
No, the 22nd to the 2nd.
To the 2nd of November. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was the 5th, which I thought was one day before my Earth Day. But then again, here we are with Mars Telegraphic telling us right now, we're jumping on that plane and we're stepping out of Babylon.
Yes, 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 yes.
Talk about Revolution TV, we can talk about the reset, we can talk about It's all information. All information right here. We've been giving it to you all evening long. We could talk about Sword University. There's so much going on. So take your mind off of the fear. Take your mind off of all of the other incidents that keep us occupied, that doesn't have anything to do with us, more than to put us in more fear. Fear of each other. Even fearful of your own brothers and sisters because they're not on your side. Or you're not on their side. It's too much. You need other, better, more spiritual distraction. And they're not even distracting once they become spiritual. No, it's not like that. So, for the next couple of minutes, got like 4 minutes left. What you got to say, Sister Janet? On the move.
Well, basically, yes, always on the move. So basically, with Revolution on the Move, there are quite a few things happening out of the movement. What we would ask for individual, just tune in, because it's a lot happening. So, you know, you can just tune in on either eglintontv.com, eglintontv.com, or itsurturn.org, itsyourturn.org. And you could get information there. You know, as I said, on the BNO, which is the Business Networking Opportunity Platform, which is under the Revolution brand, this coming Sunday, we're having a global event on Zoom. Again, I gave the information before that you can log in. Just come on and see what we're doing to disseminate information around the globe. As it relates to the Revolution brand, we're joining alliances with media outlets like yourself and many others, UK, Germany, Africa, places like those, to get information that we're sharing. Eventually, the CRS radio, which by poetic thumb, would be going global. I mean, we're global right now, but I mean, we're going to be taking it on different platforms once,
more
yes, once we join alliances.
Our community global.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be taking this platform along with many others to share our gospel of music. So as it relates to Revolution, yes, the word reggae is in there, but that that station is not just reggae music. We take talents, we take success stories, anything that can empower, uplift an individual. That's what the Revolution platform is all about. But at the same time, we pay homage to the veterans that started it and paved the way for us. And we're just taking that mantle and running with it. So it's all about connection, right? It's all about working together
all about
to make it happen.
Yes, we're working.
Yes, so
we have just like a minute to go. And as you hear Sister Janet on the Move Lumley speaking all on the 3rd, well, on Saturday I'll be here. I'll be here Saturday. Wherever I am, my soul goes with me. So I'll be here and I'll be on her platform and we will just go live.
And the time
you know,
for that is at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And as quick as we get off here, Sister Janet, I need to speak with you. So don't go too far from your phone. But people, this
all
has
right.
been a great evening, a great time, a great moment, a great 2 hours, and we want to make it greater. When you meet me again on Saturday right here from 12 till 2, I will do the best we can between me and you, Poetic Sam, on the musical turntable on Saturday from 12 till 2. And this is Wagwan, We don't have no more time. We're running out, but we'll always make time again in another week. Thank you. Bless you.
No, all right. No, have love. A good morning. No. Reminding you.
Hey. All right.
Yes, respect.
I'm reminding you.